everybody. My name is Caleb Shaner, host of the Truth Seekers Podcast. Welcome. Thank you for joining me today. I'm here sitting down with a cup of coffee and sitting here in the studio recording. And I'm just so thankful that you're here with me. We're sitting down. We're having a conversation. How was your week? Maybe some of you, the week has been rough. It's been pretty hard. Some of us, yeah, it was a pretty decent week. You know, we were spending time with family. We're having a good time. I know this is Sunday, so I was in church this morning and heard a good message. And, you know, I got to worship with my family in the house of the Lord. But I know some of us, you know, this is the time of year that, a study was done that that for mental health, the highest, mental health problem that has been diagnosed is anxiety. Second to that is depression, and it's loneliness. And this is the time of year that it peaks, according to the study. I want to say I found this quote. I thought it was really cool. A really good quote. Something to think about. Check this out. Worry is like a rocking chair. It will give you something to do, but it won't get you anywhere. Think about it. You know, we worry about all these problems, all these things. I mean, you know, we worry about what the future holds. You know, we worry about what tomorrow holds. Don't worry about tomorrow. Worry about today. Live for today. Let worry about itself, okay? Just let it go. Think about what you got going today and focus on what you have today in the present. And the future will eventually become the present. And then you can focus on it then. But don't focus on it until it gets here. Worry is pulling tomorrow's clouds over today's sunshine. Oh, that's the truth. You know, we worry about stuff so much that it drives our anxiety high. I do. I'm going to be honest with you. I do. I struggle with anxiety. I have struggled with some depression. And, you know, there's been different avenues that I've used to fill those gaps, but they were not the right things to put in those places to fill those voids that I was having. And I couldn't figure out why. I couldn't figure out what I could do, what I needed to do to fill those voids. And I've tried all sorts of different things. And one thing that I came across and finally focused in on was, I needed the Lord in my life. I needed to focus in on what God had for me. I don't know, you may be like me. I like to have control. I like to have control of situations in my life. I like to have situations that I come in contact with that I want to control. I think I can control, and they end up being a mess. But I found out that if I put my trust in God and leave it in His hands, it works out. You know, it's all about trust. And this time of year, boy, you know, again, you know, it's a tough year, okay? It's a tough season for some. Maybe you've lost a loved one. Maybe you're struggling with some depression. Maybe some loneliness. Maybe you're just high anxiety because you're worrying about everything. It's got to be a perfect Christmas. Maybe you've got so many family members and stuff in the house and things get going. And I don't know for you, but I have four little kids, and man, sitting in my parents' house and with my wife and my parents and my brother and my sister and my grandma, and just, you know, everybody's there. It's awesome. I'm not complaining. But there are times where it's just, it gets so much that, man, you find that spot. You get away and you find that quiet spot, and it's just like, ah. But sometimes, you know, we don't think about these things either. You know, we get in our own heads and we continue on. We keep pushing on, saying, oh, if I get this done, it'll be better. And then that, you get that accomplished. And then you're doing the next thing. And then the next thing. And I think it gets to a point where, you know, your focus gets lost. You get lost. You feel lost. I know there are times where I have to pull away, turn on some music. I put in my headphones and I'll go outside and I'll walk around for a little bit and I'll just readjust. Sometimes I just need to do that. Maybe you need to do that as well. You know, look, if you're depressed, if you're lonely, if you're feeling anxious, you know, find that person that you can confide in. Find that person, that individual that you can just talk to. I know that seems to help with me. You know, I'll sit down with my wife or with some friends or something like that, and I'll just sit down and I'll just say, hey, this is what's been going on. I'll just talk my problems out. Don't just do it to anybody, but somebody that knows you, that understands you. Talk to your pastor. You know? But I think the biggest thing that has helped and that will help you, I'm not, you know, medicine is good, okay? But there's also a thing that where you become dependent upon the medication. You know, getting out, get outside, breathe some fresh air, you know, do something. But listen, the thing that's going to help you out and that's going to really help focus you in and help change your circumstances and change your heart is going to be reading the Bible. Some of you I know may be hearing this and rolling your eyes. Look, the Lord has helped me get through some problems, some situations in my life. Reading God's word, meditating upon his word, listening to good Christian music has helped. It helps. You know, God says that we can run to him in our time of need, in our time of help. He is there for us. David, over and over, cried out to the Lord, asking for help. And the Lord was there. In Psalms 27:14, it says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And in Psalms 28:7-8, says this, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. I think it's really neat, you know, we can find our strength, we can find our joy in the Lord. Maybe like, I don't find joy in life. Well, think about all the good times. Everybody has a moment where they have felt joy. You know, and I'm thankful that you're here. I hope I can bring joy. I hope this podcast can help you and encourage you. And man, I'm excited to see what God's going to do with your life. Give your heart over to him. Trust him. Love the Lord with all of your heart, soul, strength, mind, with every ounce of your being. Worry is the interest paid on trouble before it comes due. Oh, man. James H. McConkie said this: "For faith is the channel through which God's power is poured out upon his children. And in taking us out of the attitude of faith, anxiety clogs the downflow of God's power and blessing into our lives. Witness the hindering of God's power at Nazareth. We are told that he did not many might works there. And in the literal rendering of this sentence, the truth is still more striking. He was there, not able to do any mighty work. What was it that the Son of God could not do? And why could he not do it? Why was it that he was hindered and baffled in his desire to do the mighty deeds that was his wont here in his own home? The answer of the word reveals the secret: because of their unbelief. There was something in them that hindered him. For there is a condition upon our side to Christ's doing mighty deeds for us. And that is that we be in the attitude of faith. Anything which hinders that faith hinders Christ's work. If we are not looking to him and trusting in him, the channel through which his power flows to us is closed, and he is not able to help us, even though he longs so to do. We wonder sometimes why God does not secure us in our straits. We fear he has left us to ourselves. We are grieved by the seeming hiding of his face. But we do not see that in allowing the cares of this world to possess us, we barricade the only pathway over which the power of God travels from heaven to earth to deliver his children. It is not that God is not willing to help us. He is always ready, yeah, and eager to do that. But he is not able to help us because anxiety had throttled faith, along which alone God is able to act in our behalf. Look, sometimes, you know what? Trouble happens. Things happen. And this is at the point that we got to get up, stand up, dust off, and keep moving forward. Stop sitting in our own self-pity, our own woe is me's. We got problems. Everybody does. I do. You do. We all got problems. But it's what we do whenever we fall into those problems, those temptations. Do we stay down? Do we say, woe is me? I'm a failure. I'm a horrible person. Or do we say, God, you've never left me, nor you forsake me. I'm going to get up in your name, and I'm going to keep pushing forward. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep pursuing you. I'm going to keep getting in your word. I'm going to keep hitting my knees and praying and talking to you. I'm going to keep my family going straight. My family needs me. Your family needs you. You know, the lie is your family's going to be better off without you. No, they're not. No, they're not. The lie is you're a failure. Just because you failed does not mean you're a failure. Everybody fails, okay? It's get back up and keep pushing forward. My dreams have been crushed. Well, that avenue has been crushed. There's more avenues than just one or two. There's a bunch of ways you can pursue your dreams. Keep pushing forward. Keep searching scripture. Keep going. Come on, man. Put a smile on your face. Take a deep breath. Find your quiet spot if you need to. But keep going. Your coworkers need you. Your family needs you. Your neighbors, your church. Don't let the enemy, don't let Satan lie to you and say that, you know, you're worthless. You're not. If you are saved, if you have God in your heart and you believe on Him, you are a child of God. You are a Christian. If you're not saved, you don't have Christ in your heart. Man, you're missing out. God, Jesus Christ, he died on the cross. You know, this is also the time of year that, you know, it's Christmas. And we celebrate the birth of Christ. God left his throne to be born of a virgin in a manger, in a stable. For what? So that he could grow up. He could teach, he could preach, but then he could die on a cross for your sins and mine. They nailed him to a cross. A horrible death. And came in and died on a cross for our sins. But not only that, but he also just pursued the grave. He arose from the grave, taking death and hell with him. And boy, he sits at the hand of the right hand of the Father. It's incredible. What joy, what satisfaction. What in that moment Satan thought he had won when Jesus was on the cross. Jesus rose again with victory. And what victory do we have? The victory of being his child, the privilege of serving God, Jesus Christ. Look, I don't know what you're going through. But my aim here on the Truth Seekers podcast is not only that, to find truth. Yes, we're finding truth. We're going to explore truth. We're going to look at answers. But I think one thing that I want to focus on in this is looking to helping and encouraging you. It's awesome just to sit here, and I'm very thankful and grateful that you're sitting here listening in with me, and we're having this conversation. And I think one thing that, you know, that we lack in today's world is listeners. We got a lot of talkers. Boy, do we have a lot of talkers. But we don't have a lot of listeners. Someone just to sit there and listen. And I think that if we can develop listening and understanding and compassion, I think we can eliminate some of those problems that don't need to be mental health problems. Look, reach out and talk to somebody if you're struggling. I know it's hard. I know. It's hard. But man, is it worth it? If you got a friend or a family member that's struggling, sit down, talk with them, give them a phone call, send them a text. Say, hey, I'm here listening. There was a man that said that he struggles with depression and some things, and I gave him my phone number and I said, hey, text me, call me anytime. Can I help out with all of his issues? No. Am I going to understand? Probably not most of it. But I can at least listen. And at least he knows that there's somebody there that cares. To hear, to listen, to encourage him. So, this Christmas season, let's encourage. Let's reach out to somebody in need, somebody struggling. Let's not worry about what's going to be going on tomorrow. Let's worry about today. Let's worry about the here and the now. Get in God's word. And, hey, take a deep breath. Find a quiet spot. Maybe turn on some good Christian music. Open up your Bible and commune with the Lord today. What a joy, what a peace you're going to have. What comfort will you have is through God's word and through the encouragement of just meditating upon the Lord. Think about the good things that God has done in your life. Look back upon your life and see where God has brought you out of those problem areas that you came out of. God's not done with you. If you woke up this morning, he's not done with you. If you're still alive and breathing, he's not done with you. So don't end it early. Don't give up, because God's not giving up on you. Keep pushing, keep pursuing, keep growing. Thank you for listening to the Truth Seekers podcast. Again, in Psalms 27, verse 8, it says this. When thou says, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. When you're feeling lost, seek the Lord, because he's right there. He loves you, he cares for you, and he wants nothing but the best for you. Thank you for sitting in with me. I am honored, and I am just blessed that you are here, and I can't wait to see what God's going to do through this podcast, but not only that, but through you, what God's going to do in your life. So let's have a very Merry Christmas. Let's have a great year. You know, we're finishing out 2023. Let's start out 2024 just on fire. All right. I'm excited. You know, there's going to be some changes, some things going on. Let's keep pursuing the Lord. Let's keep pushing forward. You got this. All right. One step at a time, one day at a time. Okay. And I will see you back here on the True Seeker podcast. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.